Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. So thankful that you're with me again today and happy that you are studying the Word of God. I know that you can grow in your relationship with the Lord as you study His Word and ask Him to make those parts that you learn part of your life, that you grow in your relationship with the Lord. And that's why we like to pray, to ask the Lord to be alongside us as we study His Word. So pray with me if you will. Heavenly Father, we are so happy, so glad that you are with us when we study your word. In fact, you promised to be with us at all times. So Lord, as we take this time set aside that you've given to us to study your word, to learn about you, I pray that your Holy Spirit will guide us into all truth and empower us to live according to that truth so that our lives may be pleasing to you. We long to just say, Lord, we love you today in response and in thankfulness for your word. We do so in Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is Brothers in Laodicea and Nymphas. And it's taken from the book of Colossians chapter 4 and verse 15. When we take the time to read and study the last few verses of the letter to the Colossians, we find that Paul had many people who helped him in the ministry. He referred to them as fellow prisoners, fellow laborers, and fellow servants. And in chapter 4 and verse 15 of his letter to the Colossians, Paul wrote about brothers in Laodicea, Nymphas, and the church which was in his house. We read, "Salute the brethren which are in Laodicea, and Nymphas, and the church which is in his house." The verse begins, "Salute the brethren which are in Laodicea." Paul began with the word salute, which means greet, bid welcome, wish well to, and receive joyfully the brethren or fellow believers united to others by the bond of affection, which are in Laodicea. Laodicea means justice of the people and was a city of Phrygia situated on the river Lycus, not far from Colossae. It was destroyed by an earthquake in 66 AD and rebuilt by Marcus Aurelius. It was the seat of the Christian church. If we use our imaginations, we can almost see Paul thinking about this group of people as he completes his letter. The verse continues, "And Nymphas and the church which is in his house." Paul next mentions Nymphas, whose name means bridegroom, and was a wealthy and zealous Christian in Laodicea. The Greek word nympha is feminine. However, the reference to the church which is in his house lets us know that Nymphas was a male. The interesting aspect to Nymphas was the church or an assembly or gathering of citizens called out from their homes into some public place which was in his home. The churches in those days were not necessarily held in church buildings, but were often held within the houses or homes of people. Since Nymphas was known to be wealthy, he may have had the extra room in his home to hold meetings. Nonetheless, Paul felt Nymphas and those within the church in his home worthy to be greeted. As we think about the brethren in Laodicea, Nymphas, and the church within his home, perhaps we wonder if we would have made Paul's list of greetings. Are we so active in the gospel of Jesus Christ that Paul would have desired that we be saluted, or have there been opportunities to use our homes and resources to share the gospel that have been put to the side, neglected, or even ignored? May the Holy Spirit direct our thoughts and intents toward being all we can for the gospel of Jesus Christ, and may He give us the boldness and strength to be as those within these churches. Next time, Paul gives instructions to the Colossians concerning this letter. So read ahead, and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May He make His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study His word. In Jesus' name.